Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's man, Big B. Check it. We'd like to thank every single one of y'all that have gone out and visited the people over there at Tweak Audio and supporting them and in turn supporting us. We need y'all to keep it up, man. Just if you tell a friend to tell a friend, we about to hit that season of the holiday season. So Tweak Audio makes great stocking stuffers. Head over there. Bring your credit card, and just rack up. Make sure you put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off. Free shipping worldwide. Lifetime guarantee. You can't beat it, people. It's the holiday. Let's get ready for it. Do it. Bitches.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
Foul stenches in the air. Oh, it's not Halloween yet?
No.
Because
no.
The ghosts you call and the gremlins and the ghouls are with us today.
Ooh.
Man, we were supposed to start it 3 hours ago. But you know, once again, life happens, things happen, equipment happens. But nevertheless, we are going to take chicken shit and turn it into chicken salad.
That's right.
And present it to you all. And we hope that you like it. Got a lot of fun things we are going to get in on today's show. We got some shout outs, some new listeners, some cool peoples. We might even have a guest stop in and say hi, hello, how you doing?
All right.
I mean, look, sky's the limit. It's IDS. You know what you get when you come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, without further ado, anyone that listens to the show knows I do not do this show alone. My crew, as abbreviated as it may be, today is still my crew. We have with us today, I guess we'll do ladies first. Damn it, Gina.
Damn it, hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
All right. And we have with us today a man who's Doctor got lost in the mail.
Okay.
Mark the Doc Wally.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there? I'm feeling good. I'm a little tired, but I am ready to go. Let's do it.
Beautiful. And we had another guest that just came in and left that quick, and that's good.
All right. There you go.
On the show, just
man.
I mean, just walk in on a live recording and just.
Hey, okay, all right, bye.
Yeah, the family's dirty laundry. I mean, what else would you expect from
family?
IDS.
What are you going to do?
Well, like I said, I am your man, Big B. This is IDS for all of those that are listening for the first time, the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. We got a bunch of shows that that have been in like serious hiatus. But shit's getting together, you know. Just stick with us. We'll be back.
We try.
Just hold tight.
Be back to flood your timeline soon. Trust me.
There you go.
So for all the other podcasts that you listen to, enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Have patience.
How my man Chris Walker said? all you other podcasters got fat while I was in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah. King of New York.
You want your listeners back? Fuck you, baby. Whatever, yo. You know how we do us all up here on IDS. How was everybody's weekend? We got to get this show going because we got shit to do.
Mine was pretty good, man. I got a little buddy news. Gave his ass a bath, a quick haircut. Let me see. That was pretty much it.
That was it on the buddy news? Is a bad haircut?
Hey, man, my haircut's getting pretty good.
All right.
You know, actually, I'm going to start taking some before and after pictures.
You should. You know, I've never seen Buddy.
You never seen Buddy at all?
Never seen Buddy.
Okay. I got you.
And for all our new listeners, who's Buddy Dot?
That's my dog.
That's his dog. ASPCA is looking for him,
no,
but we're trying our best to keep him
under wraps.
So no doubt, that's good. So that's today's buddy.
Exactly. Segment. Buddy update.
Yeah, nobody looking for Buddy. Don't listen.
No, they looking for you.
I know, right?
They trying to rescue Buddy, but they're going to be looking. They're going to need you to sign some paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
And try on these new bracelets.
They gonna put the old ones on.
Well, I'm glad you had a great weekend and Buddy is all clean. And what did you say, clean and cut?
That's right.
Oh,
that's
right. They're both. It's a package deal. All right. Guess that's you can't cut them without cleaning them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had a super fantastic weekend. I went Friday, I hung out, and I went to a high school reunion, and it was just awesome. Today I was finishing up class. My whole weekend has been phenomenal and full of like joy and laughter. So it was great. It was a really great weekend.
Super.
Awesome.
Dot.
Yes, sir.
You remember the Andy Griffin Show?
Oh, of course.
What was my man's name? This just slips me right now. That
Gomer?
No. They used to have to
Goober?
No. They used to have to spend the night
in the
right.
Otis.
Otis.
That's right. That's it.
Otis.
I had an Otis weekend.
Oh no. Jail and all?
Now, I can tell y'all what happened. But this is only the version of the accounts of the people involved. Because I blacked out.
Oh.
I know nothing about nothing.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
So anyway, went to the BBD show.
Okay.
It's a pretty decent show. It was cut a little bit short. Only found out later that they had another show to do that night in North Carolina.
Okay.
So they cut our shit a little bit short. But you know, it was a good time. It was a party. Nevertheless, Howard Theater, in an effort to, of course, get more money, they completely fucked up the seating and everything. So there was some upset people there or whatever. But you know what? I was so happy that as black people, we made the most of the situation and we didn't get indignant. And we left. We checked all the eye rolling and neck rolling at the door. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we sat together. We made it a party. And you know when you said it was anywhere near me, what happens?
Okay.
The party must go down.
Right.
So, you know, I sat there, everybody kind of doing their own little sidebar, whispering and shit. I'm like, listen, y'all, are y'all going to fucking party? What y'all going to do? Y'all just going to sit here or y'all going to party? What's up? I got the first round of shots. See who followed me.
Let's party.
And that's where it started.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I think that was a good start.
So,
nigga control.
Eight double shots of Apple Crown.
Oh.
Four shots of Patron.
Oh.
Watch out now.
And one single shot of Apple Crown. Later, I realized.
You had too much crowns?
I realized shit wasn't right.
Okay.
So I had to vacate the premises before I made a scene.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was okay. Best.
And so best. I got to the car. You know, it was good. And that's where the story ends in terms of my version of telling it. Now, from what I was told, we made it about a block away.
Okay.
Where then I decided to get out of the vehicle. I don't know if it was still moving or not. But I got out of the vehicle and just proceeded to walk down Rhode Island Avenue.
Were you hot?
And on some sort of eeny, meeny, miny, mo shit, I picked some white people's front yard to camp out in.
Okay.
Until they said they're probably going to call the police now. So that's what my friend had to say. Come on, you got to go, bro. You got to go.
Dog. Otis?
So.
Otis.
Got back in the car and I'm like, okay. That didn't work. I guess the motion wasn't good for me.
Uh-huh.
Your man Big B took an L. Tossed my cookies all down the side of the car.
Not you. Oh my God.
This is a shameful moment.
No.
Shameful, shameful.
There has to be a song for this, like something.
The pitifulness of yourself.
Oh no.
Jeez. So, yeah.
All the cookies?
And then, I don't, oof.
Oh.
When you get the when you get the crab dip and spinach artichoke dip, and all of that get to working.
Ew.
Yeah, it's not as pretty coming out as it was going down.
Especially on the side of the car.
On the outside.
Oh my God. Thank God it was at least on the outside.
Right.
Because it could have been worse.
It could have.
Yeah.
We would have been shopping for a new car today.
Okie doke.
Yeah. So, yeah, I woke up somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning-ish. And woke up in a panic because I didn't know where I was. I was like, what the fuck?
Wait, where were you?
Luckily, I was home. I was tucked away. I was nice.
Mm.
But then it just was like, how did I get here? I remember being in the house theater. How did I get here?
You remember?
And furthermore, where am I?
I'm sorry, what?
No, I didn't go that far. But no, I mean,
where are my panties?
I was like, okay. With my shit, you know. I guess I threw up all over my clothes. So I got some dribble.
Ew.
Got dribble on the clothes. It wasn't a good look. So your man Big B took an L, y'all. Whatever. This might be the one thing that'll fire up our listeners to really send feedback and emails in.
Uh-huh.
Now they got something to rag on Big B about.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's give him a little something right
but
now.
But you know what? Whoever wants to rag in, hear me. Rag on me. That's cool. But you know what you can't do to me this week?
What's that, Pippin?
You can't talk about my motherfucking skins this
week. How about that? Hey.
Fuck all of y'all.
Pull it out, did we, dog?
Hell to
oh, my
the
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Woo, we pulled it out like a nigga that don't got no babies. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I had to get on your boy, man. I had to get on your boy. I had to put your boy in his proper place.
Who was that, Pimpin? Who you had to get on?
Your boy, one Donovan McNabb.
Huh?
Remember that dude? Remember that woeful dude, Donovan McNabb? He used to be the Eagles quarterback and... Then he came here for a minute, and everybody thought he was the second coming of Christ.
Right.
Not the second coming of Christ.
You know, only to find out that he's still a piece of shit.
Right.
Yeah. So, guess what Donovan did? He prematurely put out a tweet today.
Uh-huh.
And his tweet said as follows. How long till Jay Gruden realizes that being a good practice player doesn't always translate into being a good QB in this league? Hashtag damn shame.
Wow.
See, he put that in when it was, what, 24-0?
Right, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he thought shit was cute at that point.
Okay.
Well, maybe at that point it was.
But just like most idiots that come from Philly or that embrace Philly.
Okay.
You shot your load too soon, player.
And it all backfired, didn't it?
So, yeah. So, I had to send him a couple tweets back. First one saying, when are you going to realize that your jaded input is not solicited or needed here?
Okay.
And then my next one, I just sent him a video clip of him vomiting in the Super Bowl. And I put his same hashtag, damn shame, to that. So, I mean, since we calling out what damn shames are, I figure I'd let him see his damn shame.
Why not?
And all that good stuff.
Okay.
So.
What is he doing now?
He right now, he's trying to beat DUI charges.
Oh.
Yeah. That's pretty much all he does at this point.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Probably why he made that comment.
How's that working out?
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
Right. I erased the first tweet because my first tweet did reference that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I was gonna say, you know, one should know when not to drink and tweet, just like one should know when not to drink and drive. But, you know, I ain't even go personal on them like that because it could be a disease.
Okay.
You know, alcoholism to some are a disease.
Okay.
And, you know, alcoholism because your career is in shambles.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a shame.
It is. That's so sad.
Yes. Yes.
My heart bleeds.
I'm crying inside. Damn it.
Well, anyway, look, we got to get going. Let's get this show started, shall we?
Let's get it started.
In honor of my weekend.
Maybe you'll see that
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can pop the little loop, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
What it be, Nick?
Hey.
What's happening? Hey, Tiger and Kylie. Apparently, they've been doing something right. You know, they opened up their door, and guess what was in front of the door on the porch?
A dog.
How you knew that?
Really? It was?
Somebody told you that.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. They received the gift, an English bulldog. Okay, now this dog is supposedly worth $50,000.
Wow.
Okay, now it was given to them from this place called shrinkables.com. Okay, now apparently Tiger and Kylie, they helped set up the app. And I don't know what this app does, but apparently it has something to do with animals or something. I'm not sure. But they helped launch, you know, the success.
Okay.
So yeah. So the people gave him a little bulldog. It's a cute little tight jaunt too.
Aww. But is that really a gift? Isn't that more like a burden?
What?
He has money, so maybe not so much. I mean, you can afford to feed it.
Burden to somebody.
Yeah.
What, giving them a dog?
Yeah.
Somebody has to walk it, feed it, cut it, wash it.
Oh, that shit got to get. I mean, I understand you don't do that for Buddy, but I mean, most dogs in the world have to be fed, bathed, walked, and all of that. Yeah.
Wow. Like a child?
Basically.
Very much so.
Okay, so a child is a burden.
That's what it sounded like to me.
It's a burden of love, but it's a burden nonetheless.
Okay, well, it's a burden of love. Okay. That's maybe they were just trying.
But when you lay down and have sex, you're going for a child. I mean, in a lot of cases.
No, I don't agree
but,
with that.
Yeah, but you know,
sometimes you're laying down for sex, but you're not laying down for a child.
Well, then you should have taken the proper precautions.
No, that I agree with.
So
yes.
Well, all right.
But when I open my front door, I don't expect to see
a child or a dog.
That's for damn sure.
Okay.
But when you have money, forget the child for a moment. When you have money, though, he can afford to take care
of
the
dog. Who says I want to spend my money on somebody taking care of a dog?
Oh,
it's my money. Let me spend it how I want to spend
it. His wife loved the dog. They're fine.
Well,
you know what? You can always just, you know, give it to a shelter. But I think she liked it. The kids loved it.
Sell the dog for
$50,000. That's a pricey dog.
Y'all two bitches can live in there.
But anyway.
You know what? You know. After all the cheating, he didn't even shut up and take that damn dog.
Right,
we keeping the dog.
Apparently, shrinkable.com thought it was a gift. Okay, and apparently, like I said, Tyga and Kylie helped launch their success with the app. Now, I'm not sure what the app does, but anyway, Kylie already has a mini greyhound. Two mini greyhounds, actually. And Rolly, that's what they call it, the dog, would have plenty of company.
Yes, he will.
So, you know, the people's got money. They probably get a dog, hug him for a couple of hours.
In their pockets,
and shit. Hey.
And then they probably
Tiger and his Asian half has money, so they're fine. Mm. He's not going to die because they have a little dog.
And there you go.
Yes, I know what you're thinking. I said his Asian half. That's what he identifies with.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
If you reach out to him right now and say, "Hey man, you got money? Go ahead and send me $20,000." What do you think the response will be?
Hell no.
Okay, then stay the fuck out of this pocket talking about he got money. He should take care
for
of the dog.
The dog. Not for just some random black woman like, "Hey, I'm black."
It's
remember
the same
that.
Thing.
Oh no,
it's random, and he didn't ask for it.
I'm a black woman. That's a dog. He would take care of the dog before a black woman. That's why he has what he has.
Is the dog female?
They didn't say.
Because we can find similarities.
You know what? Really? Really?
Me don't know.
I'm going to stay out of this. Let's move on to the next topic.
And here we go. All right. I got some Lamar Odom update.
Oh.
Okay.
Shit, drop the S because S is for salt.
Right. I know you wanted me to say that. All right. Word on the street is the brothel that he attended that night.
That sexy brothel.
Okay. Now, what they're saying is management sicked, like a dog, sicked two of the hoes on him that were like coke addicts because they wanted him to, you know, they already knew he was on drugs. And look, check it out. They sent these bras at him. And now, at first, they had lined up a whole bunch of bras for him to choose, right? Mm-hmm. Now, probably management say, Gina.
Hey, don't put my name. And Adrian.
Gina and Bryna. Look, y'all know more about these drugs. Y'all be on it. Go at him. Make him spend his money. Get him high. So he can, you know, do his thing. Spend more money at the brothel. But that's what they're saying that happened. And there's a few of the hookers that said that they shouldn't have did that. They should have, you know, let him choose whatever hookers that he wanted, you know.
So is the story about the fact that he was on drugs or which hookers he should have chosen?
The hookers that weren't chosen are saying that they sent these bras at him so he can get all high and fucked up.
So if I was a drug addict hooker, then I would have had more of a chance than just a regular hooker.
The regular hookers are saying that if they were there, this shit would never have happened. He would never have OD'd or whole thing never would have happened. Okay. But management sent the hooker addict hoes at him. That's what they're saying.
But don't they kind of do that anyway? Like if a high roller comes in and they're like, okay, look, we can, from the way he's dressed, from how much money he's throwing, he wants his own section. We're gonna send the top notch A list women to that section. Isn't that what they do? Isn't like that their job?
But the
but you act like you didn't work there at one point.
You know what, Negro? I have never.
And while we're at it,
on a home pole, not in public. Okay. So my question again is: isn't that what their job is, to, you know, recognize the ballers to come into place and send them what they need?
Right.
And in this case, I guess a drug addict hooker.
Okay.
It was sexy.
But the clean hookers.
Oh,
the clean hookers are saying that they didn't have an opportunity to go at Lamar because the management sent the drug addicted hookers.
But you're a hooker. Lamar. Like, I mean, do you really have a... I'm sorry for all those
hookers. Everybody has their fetish. Everybody has their niche. So they sent someone to address what his thing was. And that's what happened. And the clean one said, if they would have sent them, this wouldn't have happened. Okay, move right along.
Hookers.
Okay. Whoopi Goldberg, she had a...
Did you run out of paper, dog?
Nah, I'm gonna get to that in a minute. Okay. go ahead, get your thing off, man. Go ahead, get your thing off. Whoopi Goldberg, she had a show. She had a show at a casino. Okay, and apparently her tour bus caught on fire. Okay. Now this joint was on Saturday night. She had hundreds of people on a tour bus and they had to be evacuated. But the show, I don't know whether the show went on or not, but it was in New Brunswick, Canada. Okay, and once her bus caught on fire, they had to evacuate everybody out of the bus and out of the casino. So it never went on. But,
well, all right.
And there you go. And since I've been rushed on this.
Go Whoopi.
And the reason why I have all my notes on a DVD sleeve is because at the time I was in the truck, I was in my truck, and I had to use whatever resources that I had to get my listeners a story. Okay.
Right.
Okay. This is what I do above and beyond. Okay. Now, Brian, you have something to say, motherfucker?
Of course he does. The question is he going to say it?
But that's all right. I got my diagnosis, though.
Yes, you do.
You know what I'm saying? This is how loyal and dedicated I am to bringing my listeners my side of the story.
That's
and that
right.
Concludes my diagnosis. And whatever Brian has to say, y'all listen to that shit.
That's my all right. Y'all heard it. That is his side of the story. Y'all take that shit to the water cooler.
If you want to.
If you want to. But don't come back here blaming us. If you Get Ridicule.
And if you need a cover for your DVD, I have two. Right now. Y'all stay tuned.
And if you're missing a cover to your DVD, I know who got it. Right. Got it. Yo, we'll be right back, y'all.
Hood Times is cast before a live podcast audience.
Start that over, please.
Hood Times was taped before a live podcast audience. Playing the role of Corda is I Am Just Letitia.
Did you hear? Ooh, Chloe and Lamar are calling off the divorce.
I think that's great. They make a great couple. Although Lamar has had some issues, it's always great to hear a couple working it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to know what I think?
Here we go.
I don't really believe that was that boy's decision.
Why you say that, Daddy?
Think about it, baby. The man is still recovering. His faculties ain't all together. Plus, he still have from all that shit in his system.
Yep. And when he recovers, he gonna say, "What the hell am I?" Then he's gonna look at Caitlin and say, "Oh man, it better be Halloween for your sake."
He just better make sure God damn it. He just make sure he don't ask more if he want a trick or a treat.
Yeah. And Lamar gonna say, "Look, man, whatever happens, don't tell nobody."
And Bruce Lynn will say, "Well, all y'all have been through changes in our lives. If you remember, I didn't used to be like this."
And Lamar gonna say, "Me either."
Well, if you two are finished with your Saturday Night Live, I think maybe we can have an adult conversation.
Yeah, Junior, you can leave now.
Okay, Ma, you're right.
Nah, to hell with that, Corda. I don't think that man is coherent enough to make rational decisions yet.
Yeah.
Shut up, Junior.
I think it's great. Chloe's sticking by her man.
Mm-hmm. That's what she does. She stick by every man that comes across her.
Junior, our family has overcome all kinds of different types of adversities, and we came out on top.
Mm-hmm. I like it when you on top. Nah, but all jokes aside, man, I hope he gets his life together with his second chance.
Yep. And saddled with this tragedy, and the ratings on the show are going to go skyrocketing up again.
Having said this, how long do you think this marriage is going to last?
Forever.
Me too, Mom.
Shit, I give it 3 months.
Why 3 months, Daddy?
I'm going to get a man 1 month to get on his feet. 1 month to figure out, does she really love me, or is she trying to get ratings for her show? And the last month is to figure out, where the fuck is my dope man?
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crack hair stroll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times. Get out of bed with your broke ass. We won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times.
Welcome back to IDS, y'all. I am your man, Big B. Whew. So, if you just got finished listening to Hood Times, y'all heard our special guest, Miss Letitia from the Pisces Life Podcast.
Miss Lady. What's up, what's up?
We thank you so much for filling in, helping us out with that.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. I was so excited.
No doubt, no doubt. But look, you got to let our folks know, where can they check you out?
Absolutely. They can check me out every Monday morning on the Pisces Life Podcast, our brand new flagship show. You know how we be doing it. Brand new for 2 years, should I say, right? And you can catch me everywhere else at I Am Just Letitia, Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, all of it.
You know what I'm saying? And if y'all are nice enough to her, she might tell you a joke or two.
Might.
No doubt. Thank you so much, Mom. I know we've been kind of held your night, your evening hostage. So.
That's all right. I'm getting a side eye right about now, but I'm going to handle that in a minute.
All right now.
Well, well. And with that, all we right. were going to bid you a fair adieu.
Thank you, Letitia.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You guys.
You did a great job, Mom. Girl.
Thank you,
Letitia. All right. To the next hood time.
All right.
Bye.
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 Wow.
That was cool.
That's
she
how
was
it's done.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, the level of professionalism. Boy,
I know.
Makes me like
chills down my spine.
Makes me want to go back to podcasting 101 and be professional and be nice to your audience.
I know.
What the hell happened at IDS show?
Right.
Fell off the fucking tracks.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Nah, but y'all gotta check her show out. She does her show with Kai Love. And they bring so much information, so much just helpful tips and shit just to help you get your life together. And if by chance you are a Pisces, that's home base for you right there. I mean, they talk everything Pisces there. So it's the Pisces life. So yeah, check them out for sure. For sure. For sure. So, we got a bunch of stuff to do. I don't got my queen with me today to keep me on point. But I want to give a couple shout outs.
All right.
To a couple wonderful people. I'm going to butcher one of these names and I'll.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Lord. Well, first of all, let me give a shout out to two super cool, amazing people that I met at the show this weekend. This was before the blackout period. Okay. So so my man Kamal and his lovely queen, I hope it's Aisha. Aisha?
Aisha?
I think so.
Hey. Boy, I can't
have a glass. I can't see. I know you
blind as
mother. I'm blind as mother. Man, Miss Aisha, she couldn't get down on the shots with her because she had that lovely glow going.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's so
beautiful.
Yeah, so that was, and you know what though? Let me tell you what was super cool about when I got to meet them. You know, you don't want to assume anything about anything.
Right.
So I asked Brother Kamal. I was like, you know, is that your queen? And almost like he wanted to salute. He was like, absolutely.
Positively.
My God.
This is my baby.
That's what I'm talking about,
hello,
man.
Black love.
That's what I'm talking about. Black love at its finest.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, man. Cool.
Speaking of black love, we got to get back on that. We have a shout out on a new listener. I'm going to mess this name up. You want to read that name?
No, I do not.
Come on,
so I'm going to leave that right up to you.
Let me read it.
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you.
Do your best.
Abina? I'm going to say Abina.
Okay. That sounds good.
Her initials are AAA, triple A. Abina A. Asara?
Okay.
Asare?
Asara? To the last name? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, after I've torn that name to smithereens.
Oh, yeah.
Just like to thank her for liking the show.
No doubt.
Yes,
no
thank
doubt.
You.
And we got somebody else that we have to shout out on here.
Let's do it.
On some black love. I don't know if y'all saw the pic. I don't even need to look. C. And Dre.
Okay.
Celebrating 25 years of that good shit.
Oh.
All right, all
right.
25 years.
That's a long time.
If y'all saw that.
No, that's so nice.
Man.
Boo boo.
I got to meet Miss C this weekend. Miss C is one of those unusual people that, you know, most people got to have them a couple drinks to get loose and warmed up. And
right.
No.
Right from the start.
She is on from the time her head comes up off that pillow. Miss C is on energy and jokes.
She is my type of girl.
Slim, she had me. Remember I told you I was throwing up this ring, so my stomach's all sore from the throwing.
Right.
Slim, I was trying not to laugh. And she was just hurting so bad, but... Special people, man. That was
cool.
It's amazing how God put good people together, man.
Oh,
let them find each other.
That's amazing.
That's some good shit.
Cool.
Going down my list here, man. I don't got the queen with me today.
No.
I'm all off the mic and everything. Okay, so we talked about Donovan.
Yes.
That jackass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Oh, wait a minute. We had some feedback from last week.
Okay, let's hear it.
Got to.
You know how we love feedback.
All right. So Miss Davis. Chimed in on the whole code switching topic we talked about.
Okay.
And she said she deems code switching to be very important, especially in the corporate world. She said the corporate world only allows you to use proper King's English. Now, once I leave the office, I'll be dropping them G's. That's what she said.
I got
a feeling she dropping more than G's when she in the office. Couple F's, couple S's,
MFs.
Couple B's. You know. So no doubt. Thank you. Definitely thank you.
Thank you, Miss Davis.
Let me play Inconsistent Caller.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Inconsistent Caller is back.
Inconsistent Caller, yeah. She left something. Let's play it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Inconsistent Caller.
Okay.
Where the hell are you at?
It's good to hear from you.
I know. You sound different.
Right.
Just Unbelievable.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. That was
we feel so unloved at this point. My goodness. About that. It's
beautiful.
We had a voicemail from nephew.
Uh-oh.
BTG.
Okay.
But his message got cut off.
Oh no.
He didn't go back and re-record another one.
Maybe he didn't know.
No, he knew because he texted me right after and was like, "Yo, I think I got cut off." I said, "I think you did too." And
that was it.
That was it.
Oh, so, my.
Let me see if he sent
some feedback.
In.
Is awesome.
All right.
And I don't know. Nah, he ain't sent nothing back in. But you know how nephew is, huh? Nephew be on that Lamar Odom.
Odoms.
I mean, I'll play y'all what he said.
Let's hear this, just the brief portion of it.
Big B, this better be great. Yeah, you know what? I'm tired of hearing myself. You know, I know I should be the feedback king by now. Matter of fact, I crown.
Oh.
Oh. Well, all right.
You see.
Yes.
You see, there's a little saying that's tossed around. It's a God don't like ugly boy. He's about to crown himself.
Yes, he was.
The feedback king.
Uh-huh. You don't do that.
And see, I'm glad he realized that shit cut off because he'd have thought I did that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad he realized his own thing got cut off. But, bro, you got to, I mean, that crown was given.
Maybe he changed his mind. That's why he didn't, like, call back and leave another message.
Oh, no.
He's sir, like, maybe I don't deserve the crown.
Sir Socks-a-Lot is not one to cower.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
But in this case.
Maybe.
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 I don't know. You're going to have to talk to the Black Ears family about that one, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be airing those beefs over these podcast airs. Because shit get ugly when beef get to starting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to have to body nobody else like I had to do Moody and shit on that beef. We shut the whole shit
damn,
down.
I remember that. That man. Wasn't nice. That
I
wasn't
do not.
Nice at all.
I gotta go back to that. So. Anyway, BTG.
Well, all right.
I'll let you handle that one, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, so.
What you gonna do? Our Redskins pulled it out, though.
Yes, they did.
You know what? I am happy and I'm elated.
Elated?
I was ooh. In. Yeah.
You missed somebody's mm-hmm. birthday? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Did he miss somebody's birthday?
Pretty much.
You said you belated.
I said
no,
elated.
Elated.
Oh, you did say elated.
Yes, he did.
You bastard.
Mother.
You know, it's a different atmosphere. It's a different just whole camaraderie when you go in the liquor store and the Redskins. And the Redskins have won.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is.
And then you know, you don't have that many. I think it was one Dallas Cowboy fan in there. And at the time, I think they had just started playing or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so he was feeling real good.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
At the beginning.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. He's at the liquor store,
oh,
a.k.a.
Yeah.
home.
Yeah. How about that?
You know.
But I tell you.
That's that dude that be, like, they sweep up and they give him a half pint of Valakoff.
That was him, too.
That's the average Dallas fan for you
and
right there.
And when there's nothing else in the parking lot, he'll just wipe your window shield off. Right. You know, whatever he has
let
to
me,
do.
Let me get $2.75 and give me that half pint of Valakoff.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. I'm going to wipe the window shield off.
In the parking lot talking about, hell to the down cowboy.
Give me a paper clip and a pencil.
Wait, a paper clip and a pencil.
Hey, you know,
what are you doing with that?
I don't know. Maybe
trying to break in your car.
Are you trying to write down a lucky number and staple it to your window? I don't know. I don't know.
Jeez.
What you gonna do?
Okay. So we're getting to look. I know. Listen, guys. This show really got thrown some curveballs today. So I'm sure there's some more feedback and stuff that didn't make it to me. That's Queen's department. Queen had to take care of some stuff super last minute. And so, yeah, understand that. All right. But we're going to get into today's discussion. Now, this one is an interesting question. I'm going to try to abbreviate this one as much as I can. All right, so this guy was in a relationship with a young lady, one that both of them very much wanted. But because of a miscommunication and bad timing, it forced them to end their relationship prematurely. They realized through the whole time of their relationship being ended that it shouldn't have and probably shouldn't have worked it out. But unfortunately, in the time that they had broken up and kind of went separate ways, the young lady had gotten with someone else and in turn got married.
Oh.
They remained friends the whole time and everything. Strictly platonic, No foolishness, just
no hanky-panky.
Just straight, you know, friends. They, you know, whatever. And the guy said recently he got a phone call from her, and basically letting him know that the marriage was on the rocks. He asks, "Is it just a bad moment, or is it irreconcilable?" To which she replied, "It's pretty much over." He feels bad for her. He feels bad that they had a failed relationship or what have you. Mm-hmm. And he's not looking at this as sort of any sort of in back for him. But he says that, you know, she is having, you know, lighthearted conversations of that, you know, of that topic with him.
Okay.
So he says to us, "Guys, you guys rarely totally agree on anything. So I'm going to take that in mind when I ask you this question." But he wants us to get within a ballpark, even if all of our times are different. He wants us to get to give him a time. Can we get together and with all of our different times, give him a timetable of when, of how long one should wait after a failed marriage before they should start dating? For it to be healthy and productive.
Well, Doc.
Well, if you ask me, I don't think it's gonna be a timetable. I mean, it depends on, you know, the broad. Okay, the woman.
Yes.
That sounds
the young lady. Yeah.
Did you feel that side out, or did you actually look at her?
He didn't even look at me.
I felt it.
He didn't even look at me.
She warmed up the whole side.
All right. Wait a minute.
I saw a gesture, like, you know, when I said broad. But, yeah, I mean, you know, either way you say it, it's the same thing. It is not the same thing.
But go ahead.
Okay. The woman, the young lady.
Yes.
That, you know, feels that the relationship isn't working. It's hard to put a timetable on that. I mean, you can't really put a timetable on that. You have to, you know, the young lady.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's up to her. You know, hey, you know, if she wants to be divorced, if she wants to end it, she has to end it. I mean, and if you think you're gonna just slide in there after, you know, the divorce is over or whatever, I mean, you never know. It could have been her fault that the marriage didn't work out, or it could have been his fault. But I mean, that time limit thing is I don't know. It's up in the air. I couldn't be the one to tell you. I couldn't be the one to tell you the time limit.
Okay, so he's asking us, though, to give him a time of when we feel that, how long she should wait before she starts dating.
So what are your thoughts on that, Mark?
Okay. Say that again. I'm sorry.
So,
I'm
Gina.
Sorry. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Can
go
you
Gina,
give on. A timetable?
I will give a timetable after I give a disclaimer.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good idea. You don't know if it really is over. She is in a fragile, difficult state. He is someone that was in her past that was great, and they had a good relationship, and regret. However, it may not be over. He may be grasping at straws. He may be setting himself up for failure, and for that matter, she may be setting herself up for failure. I don't think there's a timeline, because until it's completely resolved, until the divorce is final, the paper has been signed, and the ink is dried, there really is no timetable. And I think even after that, you need time to heal from the failure of the relationship and the divorce. And I think he should cut his losses at this point. And I think he really should just move on. I don't think there is a timetable or timeline at all.
Okay. Now, like I said, I gave you guys the Cliff Note version of what he says.
Yes.
He realizes everything that you said, he pretty much mentioned.
Okay.
And that he understands all of that. He's not looking to jump into anything. He just wants to know.
3 years.
With all of this that he has to process, all of what you just said plus more, how long does he feel that she should? It's not really on him. He wants to know how long does she should wait.
3 years after the ink has dried on the document of divorce.
3 years?
3 years. Before the divorce is finalized.
No. We're not even going from before. We're going, they are divorced. They're done.
3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
Okay. I strongly disagree with 3 years.
Okay.
Because I've seen marriages that happen in less than 3 years.
Okay.
So, I don't. So, I think 3 years is a bit long. And I'll tell you the reasons why.
Okay.
I do believe that there should be time for her to heal. Let that relationship out of her system.
Right.
What have you. And then I think there should be time for you guys to figure out, are you still the same two people that you were back when you were dating?
Right.
Because I can't remember the exact amount of time that he said passed, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 years.
Wow.
So are you guys even the same people?
Probably not.
That you guys were when you dated back then? So you need time for that. Lastly, if you realize that, okay, you've passed the first two hurdles and you still want to do this, then okay, cool. Have at it. Okay. But I would say, be cautious, my brother. Just, you know, and I don't want to make her sound like damaged goods, because bad relationships happen all the time, and we don't know what her story is. We don't know if it's her fault, his fault, why her relationship ended. We don't know anything. But what I don't want to do is paint her to be a bad person.
Right.
You know, it was a failed relationship, and God knows everybody in this room has been through a failed relationship.
Everyone.
So
wait, but you didn't give your time.
I'm getting to that.
Okay, go ahead. Proceed.
Thank you, Gina, show moderator. So, I would say give it as much as two as you can get to.
So 2 years?
I'd say like 2 years. Try to get at least to 2 years.
I don't know. I thought 2 years initially, but I went with three because I think you need that extra time to really, truly figure it out. You know, I think after the first year, you really start to crave a relationship or that closeness and that intimacy, whatever that may be, whether it's sexual or otherwise. You need to, you know, get that past relationship out your system, finish everything up. And I think within 2 years, that's a reasonable amount of time. But I really think that extra year really seals the deal because you have a lot of people who will break up, divorce, papers signed, and all of a sudden you realize, you know what, I am still in love with him.
To me, and I partly agree with you.
Okay.
But to me, those are people that, for real, are kind of on game time anyway. Mm. Like you're getting a divorce, but you know he's still kind of hitting it from time to time, and you know blah 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 whatever. And y'all not really even really getting divorced for a real good reason to begin with. You just kind of just outgrew each other a little bit, so you're on some old bullshit, can't make it. Type shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's when you usually have those kind of cloudy situations. So I say that to say, who's to say that you said you need a year, at least 1 year to not have had sex and this and that and what have you, right?
Who's really
to say that didn't start way into her last relationship? You know what I'm saying? Who says that clock didn't start way into that, you know, like their marriage had ran its course? And like, for instance, on my divorce, our relationship ran its course, and there was that time of a year or so until we actually signed the papers.
Right.
So for me, I'm already 1 year into not being married. The only thing that had us married was a piece of paper. She lived somewhere. I lived somewhere else. There was not even contact. It wasn't even phone calls, let alone a visit, let alone some makeup sex or whatever. It was none of that. So by the time I signed my divorce papers, we was well beyond a year of things being over.
I think you might. This is just my opinion. I think in some cases you might be the exception to the rule. You have a lot of people that, and I found, of course, because I'm a female, once that man realizes, like, you know what, this is complete, you know, this is over. Once that document is signed and it's done, it takes on a life of its own, because then it becomes an emotional portion, like where you may have given up on the relationship and it's over. We're in different rooms, we're in different houses. But once that paper is signed, she literally is no longer yours. She's no longer your wife. You guys no longer have anything. There's no ties. And I think there's another set of emotions that set in. And I've seen it firsthand, and maybe not for myself, but I've seen it with other people. And once that divorce paper is signed, it's like, wow, this is really over. And you have to accept the reality that it's over, the failed marriage, failure period. And guys handle it, I believe, a little differently than women. It's hard for everyone.
So I guess what we're saying is, if you can, without picking scabs and all that stuff, try to find out a little bit of what happened in this relationship.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If it was an abrupt sort of knee-jerk ending, like cheating and, oh, I caught him cheating, it's over type shit, she might be upset, but it's not over.
And she might forgive you.
You know what I'm saying? If it's a...
Wait, what if it was
a... If it's a thing of... Hey, you know, we've been really dragging this relationship across the finish line for the last year and a half, and it's just not working, whatever, whatever. Well, then, you know, you got to handle those two situations differently.
Okay.
So if it's a situation where it's knee-jerk, sort of an abrupt ending, you might want to literally say start your clock when those divorce papers are dried, signed. If it was a situation where they have been not attached for the last year and a half, but they've just been for the sake of the kid or for the sake of finances, they've been just sort of cohabitating, but it's really not there. They're not even sleeping in the same room, all that type of situation. Then you can maybe look at it as maybe the clock has already started and you don't have to necessarily start that clock from there.
So you say,
okay, we know, we heard that.
Yeah, okay.
So you say 3 years.
Yes.
I say maybe two. Doc?
Three.
Why three?
I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to say somewhere in between
2 and 3 years.
We're going to say somewhere in between 2 and 3 years or whatever. Do some homework.
Can I give him one tidbit?
If you must.
Yes, I must. I really think, and I know what you said, that he understands everything. I really would encourage him to pace himself and take it very slow. Because I really do think, you know, sometimes women, we are guided by our emotions. And right now, it's, oh, I need a divorce. This is terrible. Whatever her reasons may be. I think he could potentially be setting himself up for failure. He really needs to take a step back.
So take it slow, bro.
Yes.
Take it slow. And I will agree with that, take it slow. Because, again, I've been in a situation where, you know, I dated someone that was, it wasn't a marriage, but it was sort of a common law situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of came right into that situation, like literally weeks after it ended. And I invested a lot of my time, finances, energy,
right,
what have you. And to only have it, you know, a year or so later, oh, I didn't give myself time to heal.
Exactly.
And da, 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 da.
Right.
So, yeah, you might want to be careful with that there, bruh. And let that heal. So, look, if you want to chime in on that, you guys should know the number of now. It's going to be in the show notes. But you guys can hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com. You can call and leave a voicemail, 202-750-1437. That is 252-750-1IDS. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Let's give this man some help. He's waiting on us. We'll be right back. IDS. Big B. Damagina. Doc Sleep. Talk about dragging something across the finish line. My God. So, we'd like to thank you all again for tuning in to IDS. We have to get out of here. It has been an extremely long, trying evening. We've been in the studio since 6 o'clock just to watch every electrical device in here fail at least once. We're tired. It's almost 11. We gotta get out of here. But before we do that, Doctor.
Two fingers to my Washington Redskins, who pulled out a defeat down, 24-0 in the first half, and coming to win 31-30.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
go
that's
Skins!
Right, that's right, that's right.
Hey,
that's
remember that
right.
Score, but not, I'm just Leticia.
Yeah. Let me see. Do I have a one finger? I don't have a one finger today.
Let me borrow it, because I can use it.
Okay, well, all right.
All
borrow
right,
my one finger,
one
my
finger.
Brother, and do what you gotta do.
Damn it.
Me? Let me see. I'll start with my two finger and come back to my one finger. Two fingers to my, well, two fingers to the my class, that has officially ended today. Everybody was phenomenal. Shouts out to my Latino friends, Wendy, as well as Selena. Just everybody was phenomenal, and they made today so awesome like they did last week. So two fingers to them, all of them. I would probably say, you know, I think I'm going to follow Mark. I don't think I really have a one finger. So you can have mine. If it comes to me, I'll give it to you. But you can take my one finger.
I would like to say, two fingers. Two fingers to tomorrow.
Okay.
God be willing. I need it. Oh, shit. I need it.
You need tomorrow. You need Monday.
I need Monday.
Okay.
So bad. Whew. I need Monday so bad.
Okay.
Y'all pray for me. Make sure I make it back in one piece. One finger goes to... one finger goes to gremlins and ghouls and everything lurking around the studio. One finger goes to Donovan McNabb.
Oh my.
You're an ass and your butt hurt. You just get to sit at home and tweet. You get no paycheck anymore.
Oh my.
You're a former Eagle. You die with the rest of the Eagles, sir. Hey, man. Rest in peace, Flip Saunders. Former Bullets coach, amongst other teams.
Okay.
He was definitely a good dude. He was one of the, I don't want to say one of the greats, but he was a very, very, very good coach. Mad shout out to the 15WA that informed me at the bar today that Flip Wilson died today.
Really?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, Flip Wilson's dead. It's Flip Saunders died today.
Okay.
But he did quickly say he looked.
He corrected it.
He did look at IDS sources and.
No, he didn't.
No way.
I never said that, but he sucked my dick.
Oh, my.
Suck my dick, Flip.
All right.
I ain't
okay.
Said nothing about no goddamn right. Flip Wilson, man.
Well.
So, yeah.
There you go.
I actually found my one finger, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, so my one finger is two embarrassing moments. I brought my computer to class real quick, and it was required. I had to bring my laptop, and he was going over a PowerPoint presentation, and one of my fellow students, or one of my fellow, you know, well, no students, was helping me. And I had the most embarrassing picture that was in my computer. And I made a joke saying, hey, if you want to cause some crazy picture, you know, don't worry about it. I was kidding. And when he was downloading the information to my computer, he ran across that real picture. And after that, he just looked at me totally different. Was like, hey, so yeah, can I open that picture? It took on a whole life of its own. It was the most embarrassing moment
I
have.
What was the picture of? I mean, shit. Stall us out.
Should I? I can't see that.
What was the picture of? We can't see it.
Well, it was, you know, from when I was in a relationship. I have to give a disclaimer. I was in a relationship. It was one of those.
Oh, God, we have 30
stop
seconds.
It. Okay,
Jesus.
Fine. It was a vagina picture.
All right.
And the labeling was, I labeled
great.
It.
It was a vagina, but we don't need okay. We don't read the stories.
He didn't
fuck
see the picture,
here.
Though. Stop it.
Hey, Doc, man, we got to get out of here. It's always in closing, we like to say.
Y'all walk you up this morning. You handle the rest of the bullshit.
Bye.
Peace.
Now, I want all of you out of my goddamn.